Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Nothing worse than a bad teacher.
You hang around with him, you're going to end up in big trouble.
Oh, yes, sir.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker. You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
He was a slacker, too, McFly. Great movie, Back to the Future. Bad teachers, Mr. Strickland. Was the school teacher, wasn't he? Now, I've got an email here from somebody who's furious. Furious. Well, that's at the start of email. I love when people get angry in an email. If you ever want to send us an email for the show, by the way, please do. It's Niall Boylan Show at classichits.ie. That's Niall Boylan Show at classichits.ie. Or just Niall Boylan at classichits.ie and I'll get it as well. Okay, we'll get it either way. Niall Boylan at classichits.ie. We'll do it fine. All right, now. Hi, Niall. I'm furious. Please help. My daughter is 15 and doing her junior cert. She tries hard, but is not always the strongest student. At her best effort, she might get a C or a B. But that's okay. I wouldn't worry too much about that. That's good. C or B is good. I give her as much time as I can in the evenings, but I work late. I work in hospitality. Anyway, one thing that is making her life incredibly difficult is her math teacher. She is absolutely and utterly useless. It is shocking. The woman has no clue how to teach children. She has a terrible cold demeanour and no passion for the subject. I know maths is horrible in general. Oh, God, no, I love maths. But surely, if it's your subject, it's your job to be good at it. On top of this, she is regularly late for school, and when she gives homework, it is well known that she will not correct it. My daughter's friend handed up a copy with a drawing on it once, and it was handed back with nothing said. In other words, she's not even looking at it. Niall, why is it that teachers can be absolutely terrible at their job and never get fired or reprimanded even for turning up late or missing days? I had some crap teachers when I was at school and a bad education was a huge consequence. My daughter needs maths. Not to mention she is suffering in general with low self-esteem from this. I am just so sick of breaking my arse at work, putting up and shutting up because I live in fear of losing my job, to have my child be educated by someone who is crap at what they do. It's just not good enough. This is my daughter's future. I spoke to the principal of the school and nothing has been done. I've spoken to other parents in the class and equally they have the same problem and have also complained to the principal, but yet nothing is being done. That comes in from Celine. Now, Celine has got a point. I am unfortunately not great at history. I love history, but I'm not great at it. And the reason I'm not great at history is because we had the worst teacher ever. He was a Christian brother who couldn't care less about history. He would walk into the class every day, take up the history book and go to chapter 7 of your history book. There we go, Hitler did it in the World War II. And he would just read the chapter. And when he was finished reading the chapter, which sounded really boring the way he read it in this monotone voice, he would put his book down and he'd go, and this was every single day, without fail, write 20 questions and answers on the chapters I've just written. Thank you very much indeed, boys and girls. And then he would sit down and put his feet up on the desk and do nothing for the rest of the class. And that was my history lesson. No conversation. No questions asked to the kids. He was shit at his job. And the consequences of that is, I'm not good at history. Where I had a brilliant science teacher, Jack Keane, if you're still listening, we called him John or Jack Keane. He was a wonderful science teacher with a great passion for the job, who loved the biology, the chemistry, the physics. Well, he didn't do physics. Was never well, I did physics. But he had a great passion for the job. And because of that, I did well in science in school. And I love science. You know what I mean? So the teacher can make you good at a subject if they have a passion for it. But if they don't, and they don't care, and they're coming in late, and they're not turning up, well, then, unfortunately, your child will suffer and their education will suffer. So should a teacher be fired? There has been no case, as far as I'm aware, in this country of a school teacher ever been fired. It's a job for life. The number is 087-188-0008. If I'm crap at my job, I get fired. Pat, do you get fired if you're crap at your job? Pat, how you doing? Unfortunately, he's not there. Anthony, how are you?
I am not too bad, and yourself?
Good. Now, Anthony, I'm not too sure if you're working at the moment, but when you were working, would you have got fired if you were crap at your job?
Yeah.
I would imagine so. I would like to think so.
And I just think we have to look realistically. We have to think of any time that you listen to the news, the two biggest mourners in the country are nurses and teachers. They think they're superhuman, you know?
No, well, they are valuable to society.
Everyone is valuable to society.
Mm.
Nobody is better than anybody else, and everyone is replaceable.
Yeah.
But they just... We had a teacher in secondary school, and his idea of a class would be, read this chapter, and he'd read the examiner.
Yeah.
And that would be the class. Then we had another teacher, and he'd smoke a cigar.
No, those days are long gone. I had one or two of those as well.
I'm talking about the early 90s now.
Well, I remember it was quite common in school for the teachers to sit there smoking. In my day, that was quite common.
And then we had another geography teacher in secondary school, and he'd give an exam, and he'd ask you questions, and pass your copybook over to the person sitting on the desk next to you, and they'll correct the answers. And of course, you'd have someone that you'd know or whatever, and you'd tick them off. And how many did he get right? Oh, 8 out of 10. And he probably wouldn't have even got 2, like.
But I mean, if teachers even don't turn up for work. You know what I mean? You know, if they miss a day or if they're late, which we always thought, we always loved in school when the teacher was late. But if they're late, is there a reprimand situation? Do they get, like in a normal job, the way it works is, you know, if you do something wrong, you get a verbal warning. Then you get a written warning. Then you get a suspension. Then you're chucked out the door. Unless it's gross misconduct, then you're chucked out immediately.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to happen in the teaching industry. Teachers can, you know, I mean, I know there are people out there like Enoch Burke who's experts at turning up for work. But in saying that, they're
turning up for anything.
Yeah. Well, God bless him. I mean, he is turning up every day.
Well, I'm not.
I don't want to talk about it. I can't because it's before the courts. I just made a quip.
I'm not going to talk about Enoch Burke. But if someone was in that situation, what I would do, actually, to be quite honest with you, I would dress up as a woman. And I'd put on a woman's costume and a pair of high heels and makeup and a wig. And I'd turn up at the school and I'd say, I want to be referred to as Miss.
Miss, okay. Okay, but let's not talk about that story. Well, that was my fault for making the quip. Okay, but getting back to whether a teacher should be fired. I don't believe in the history of the state there is an example of somebody within the civil service, or particularly a teacher, because that's what we're talking about today, being fired for not being good at the job.
Yeah, and what about the ones that retire and come back and prevent the...
But there's nothing worse than a bad teacher. I mean, a bad teacher destroys a child's education. Let me go to Pat. Stay there. Pat, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Pat?
How you know?
How you doing? I mean, a bad teacher, Pat, will destroy a child's education.
Of course. You see, the problem is, how do you define a bad teacher? You know, it's...
Well, we didn't get numerous complaints.
You know whether they were good or not, you know?
Yeah, but if many parents are complaining about the same teacher, there's a problem, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a problem, yeah. And it should be dealt with. And if it's not dealt with, it's...
But it's never dealt with. It's never dealt with. They don't get fired.
So look at the situation now where there's actually a shortage of teachers, you know? There's a shortage of bloody everyone.
I know, yeah.
Except DJs and frozen.
There's an abundance of us, isn't there?
A few many of them. Yeah, I don't know. We went to the same school as you, Noel. Was it there 2 years ahead of you?
What, in Dennis Hall College in Raheny?
I did, yeah. I was from Kilbarry Cook. That's where I grew up.
You were 2 years ahead
of
me?
I was expelled.
Who expelled you? Brother Benignus?
Brother Benignus has sat me down and says, you're doing your intercert now. He says, we don't want you coming back here for your leaving cert.
We don't want you coming back. That's a nice way of saying where you're expelled.
That was it. Yeah, basically,
Did you have Brother Francis, by the way?
Yes.
So he taught me history. He was useless.
Mr. Finneran. I'll come here and tell you. The biggest problem with teachers is, you know, they know... I'm not going to generalize now, to be honest with you. I know teachers. And teachers do know they really do have an interest in the kids. They love the children.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really...
Like in that school in De La Salle, for example, Mr. Keane was a great science teacher. He loved his job.
He was good, yeah. I remember him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're few and far between, unfortunately. Well, they were back then.
But they shouldn't be.
I'm not in the system now, obviously.
But I mean, no, hold on, Pat. I don't accept this because they're few and far between. If radio presenters, good radio presenters, were few and far between, they'd be fired. You know, I mean, if I came in here with an ad hoc...
It's performance-related, and it should be, but it's not, unfortunately.
If I didn't turn up for work on a regular basis, I'd be fired.
How do you quantify, you know, what's good and bad in your teaching? You know, you can always point it at a particular pupil and say, well, you're not very receptive, you know, how do you teach that, and blah, blah, blah. And that's the problem. You know, that's where you can't... You know, it's a different story with the likes of the man you mentioned there earlier on. I mean, that's
well, I
cut and dried, you know, that was an issue of...
Well, it was it's a complicated story.
Yeah,
it's a complicated story.
As I say, you can't go into it because...
It's before the
courts.
But it's secondary kind of... school I went to, sorry for interrupting you, but in the secondary school I went to, there was a pub around the corner, and it was quite common knowledge. Half of them would go around to the pub at lunchtime between 1 and 2 and come back and teach.
Yeah, well, back in the day you could drink and drive, so I mean, that was nothing.
Well, look, we're not talking about, forget about back in the day when the teacher smoked or the teacher slapped you in the arse or whatever it was. Different
or went
times.
To the pub during their lunch break.
I went to the pub during the lunch break. That was a different time, although TDs do that nowadays. Okay, that was a different time. We're talking about now. There's no excuse now, Pat, for a teacher not to be good. They have the electronics and the technology that that teachers in our day didn't have. They had these whiteboards with Google on them and all sorts of things, and they've so many things to help them to teach nowadays. It's so much better.
Now, look, come here, in all fairness, you know, I think when the whole thing with grinds came into being, when you have teachers in a school, right, who can't teach their pupils to the extent that they have to give them grinds out of the school and be paid for the privilege. And that's, to me, was, you know, yourself.
And how is it still allowed that a teacher can retire, get a pension, and still come back and do subbing?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's still just because we have a shortage of teachers.
I'll become a minister.
I'll become a minister.
Yeah.
Well, most of them do, don't they? But Anthony, unfortunately, that's a sign of the times. That's just because we don't have another option, because we don't have enough young teachers.
That was happening back in the 90s.
I know, but we didn't have enough then either. We never have enough school teachers. We just don't have enough.
Yeah, but I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to collect a pension and still go back working and get paid as well, double paid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely outrageous. And that's preventing the younger teachers that are coming in. I mean, I'm not dissing all teachers.
No, neither am I. Most of them are good. But if they're bad, they should be fired. There should be a process the same as any other job, that if you're not good at it, sorry, buddy, get another career.
I remember
it has to be a process.
Well, there needs to be.
Followed. It's probably not being followed.
But in the private sector, Pat, there's a process. Yeah, there's a process. If you do something wrong, you get a verbal warning. If you do it again, you get a written warning. If you do it again, you get a suspension. If you do it again, you're at the gap. That's the way it works.
It's the same. It's the same, believe it or not, that system isn't. The protocols are there within the civil service. They are just not adhered to. They're just not used. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody gets fired.
That's the problem. Yeah, they just don't do it.
It really is the job for life, isn't it?
More or less, yeah.
Okay, stay there. I want to go to Nigel as well, as long as line 3 is working from here. Nigel!
Sorry, folks, I may be rude.
Oh, it's okay. Nigel, are you there? Unfortunately not. No. We seem to have a problem with that line at the moment. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I mean, bad teachers can ruin it for everybody.
Did you see?
That was Matilda. Not that you would have known. which was an awful movie, by the way. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Some of the texts that are coming in here. Pat is completely off the wall. He's talking about the way it was. It's very different nowadays. Teachers don't go drinking and smoking. Well, I don't think Pat was the one who said that, by the way. That was Anthony that was kind of referring to that. So
yeah, we never said that, no. I said that there must be a system in place, protocols in place now. They're just not being adhered to. In terms of management, it's not doing what they should be doing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you've got a bad teacher, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. There needs to be oversight. There has to be somebody there to say, listen, hang on a second. And that's not being done. Otherwise, the teacher wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
That's as simple as that, no.
I mean, when you said to me, okay, but you said to me you were told not to come back for the leaving cert, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you got a bad education?
Up to that point.
Oh, was it you? Were you the problem? I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, Pat, but you were the problem.
I was the problem, yeah.
Okay.
It was definitely a problem, and there was various reasons for that. Well, insane reasons.
Well, you're a bit of a rogue.
But, you know, looking back, you know, it probably was. I was always in trouble. I was always fighting, and you know. But you know what? No,
why? And why? I'm curious now, Pat. Sorry, I'm curious now.
I was a sensitive child.
Well, I was going to say, why do you think you were a bit of a rogue?
I wasn't a rogue as such. I was a product of my environment. Let's put it that way.
Right. Okay.
No, I wasn't that bad, in my opinion. But looking back, and I remember an incident there a few years ago where my stepdaughter was she was having issues in school. Well, not her. It was just issues in the school, and she was upset because these people were disrupting the class, and she wanted to get on with it, and she couldn't, okay?
Yeah.
And she was just kind of outlining a few of the things that were going on with these particular people, you know? Mm. And I remember saying, Jesus Christ, when I was young, never, and I had to stop myself, because, yeah, I was probably 10 times worse. Inadvertently, now, there was no, I don't think there was ever any badness in me. I never, you know, went down any way to cause trouble, but I did, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're looking at it now, you'd probably say you had ADHD or some sort of... You still say I have that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but the thing was, in those days, we kind of didn't have a label for behaviour.
You were energetic. Yeah. You were all over you.
He's just... There was no such thing as labelling somebody ADHD. He's just hyper. That's what he used to say, he was a hyper.
But I wasn't hyper. Yeah. I was... I found it very difficult to sit in place, you know, in terms of, you know, I got bored very easily.
But see, we didn't, in those days, when we had a school, classroom of kids, and every child is different. There's no such thing as normal behaviour, by the way. That's been created by society. But, you know, some kids, as we said in those days, were hyper. Some were very quiet. And some were just kind of acted normally, inverted commas, right? But nowadays, you know, the kids that are quiet, we'll put a label on. The kids who might be a bit hyper, we put a label on, which is just energy being expelled by a young boy. So we put labels on everything now. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it's always necessary.
Huh? But you're not allowed to voice the label, if you know what I'm saying, to vocalise it.
Yeah, well, you know? we'll stay there. Let me just go to Nigel. Nigel, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Nigel?
How you doing?
Nigel, you know, I mean, this mother seems really unhappy with this teacher. She says she's utterly useless. I don't want to doubt her. The teacher could be useless.
Well, the only concern I'd have with the teacher is, I think the email said the teacher wasn't marking the papers.
She wasn't marking the papers. That they actually tested it by giving up a paper with a drawing on it and she handed it back.
Yeah. That would be a concern that I would approach the headmaster about. But I mean, in her email, she said she was, like, spending very little time with her after work because she works in the, what was it, hospitality, was it?
She said, in fairness, she said, I am, where does it, I'm trying to find the bit where she says that, that she does, I give her as much time as I can in the evenings, but I work late, I work in hospitality.
Well, there you go. So she's spending no time with the kid, essentially.
Ah, come on. We don't know. Well, she's been in some time, as much time as she can.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean more than a minute.
But that's being a parent, Nigel. Every parent has to do that.
No. You can't excuse that. If you have a child, your child is the main thing, right?
So what should she do? Give up her job?
Yes, get another job. A friend of mine is in the exact same situation. She was working
in a feed the child. What do you do to feed the child and clothe the child? The education is for the teacher. Surely that's what schools are for.
Sorry, I lost you there. Say again, please.
Surely that's what schools are for, educating children. You know, and the parents have to go out and work for a living. How are they supposed to feed the child? She feed the child and clothe the child. You know, the very fact that woman is concerned about the teacher and education tells to me that she cares about her child and that education is an issue and she does spend as much time as she can with her child.
We'll let Nigel finish what he's saying, but go ahead, Nigel. Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. No, he's perfectly right. You do need to get an education from these people, and if they're not performing well, that's fair enough. So I will defend this Celine person because of the homework not being correct or marked.
Yeah.
But that is an issue. There's no doubt.
But the teacher coming in late on a regular basis.
Well, that's an arrangement between her and her boss. And if he's willing or they're willing to allow her.
But they are willing. And we see it regularly. Yeah. I mean, Nigel, we see regularly, or we see, generally speaking, that teachers are never fired.
I disagree with you there. I know two teachers that have been fired.
For what?
One, he had a he was an Irish teacher, and this student was going mentally. He was acting like a complete asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. And the teacher shouted at him. And it turned out the kid, his father's a lawyer. Lawyer got stuck in. Teacher got fired. And the other one had issues with alcohol, so he got fired.
Okay, but now if you have issues with that, when you say issues with alcohol, it was obviously he was drunk in the class.
Well, he was arriving in hungover and things like this. You know?
Yeah, well, they're gross misconduct. Now, I haven't heard of those two instances, and I'd be interested to see those. but I, from what I believe, and I remember reading an article there recently in relation to it, that a teacher in this country has never been fired for any particular reason, apart from, say, something like there was, say, a teacher fired recently who had sexually abused a child. That's gross. You know, we all understand why that teacher has to be fired. But I'm talking about for performance-related duties, for not doing their job.
Well, so you don't know if she is. She could be doing a spreadsheet in the background with all these scores in them without actually marking the paper.
But I can understand what she's saying. I mean, I remember having that teacher, and Pat had the same teacher as me, Brother Francis, back in the De La Salle College. I'm sure he's long since passed away, so I'm sure I can talk about him. But I remember that he was just useless at his job. He just wasn't good. He had no interest in us. And signs on, the consequences of that is, I'm not good at history.
But if your parents really encouraged you with history, do you not think that you would try and pick it up better than in school?
Yes, but we're taking it for granted that all parents are academically decent. They're good and they will help their children as much as they can. We have to take into consideration that in the education system, children, and we look at the whole population of 60,000 children per year or 70,000 per year who get educated, that 50% of those parents are not going to be good at helping them in school.
No, I disagree. I mean, all you got to do is read the actual book that a six-year-old is learning, and then you're going to tell me you couldn't pick up that.
Okay. Well, Pat, you know, he makes a point. If your daughter or your son is not doing well in maths and that you don't think the teacher is good, well, then you take up the gauntlet.
At least just try and do the homework with them.
Yeah.
So that they'll actually think, well, my mother can do it. She gives a damn about me. I'm going to try better.
Is that not a fair point, Pat?
Who says she's not doing the homework?
What?
She says she's spending as much time as she can. She didn't say she is or she isn't doing the homework. You know, and she shouldn't have to do the homework. I mean, seriously. I know it's great. You should be, obviously, parents are showing interest and what have you. But it shouldn't be strictly necessary. I'm not being smart here, you know. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it.
But if you have a problem, you work on solving it. And her way of solving it.
By the way, can I ask you a question in the interest of transparency? Nigel, are you a teacher?
No.
Okay, because loads of people are texting in. I bet you he's a school teacher.
No, I'm not. No.
But Nigel, in most other jobs, you are answerable to your employer, as you rightly said, particularly in the private sector. And if you don't perform in the private sector, you're out of a job.
But you're presuming that this teacher is not doing her job.
I can only take the person's email at face value.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
You know, and other parents have complained about this particular teacher, it seems.
They have?
Yeah. It says at the end of the email that other parents, that she's spoken to other parents in the school who've also complained about this teacher.
Oh, I see. I didn't hear that bit. Mm. I apologise for that. But, if the headmaster is not removing this person, you don't have an issue, or you don't have a solution. So you have to come up with your own, which is for her to spend more time with her child. And that's not what she's doing. I'm sorry. I'm against Celine on this one. You got to put effort into your kids' education.
Okay, I'm looking here at some of the messages coming in. Bad teachers do not create bad students. Most students don't want to be there. A good teacher can make them interested enough to learn. A bad teacher won't stimulate students, but it's still up to the student to learn. I get what you're saying, yeah. It is 50-50 when it comes to the student and the teacher. If the student doesn't want to learn, like Pat, for example, who admitted he was a bit of a rogue, well, then it's never going to work, no matter how good the teacher is, probably.
Well, sorry, the whole thing is too right with children. It's very simple. Children don't see the need for education because they can't look ahead. That part of the brain isn't developed. You know what I mean? For them to look ahead and know what this is.
How important the education is for them, yeah.
Yeah, they don't realise. That's up to the teacher then. That's part of the educating system. To give the children, any child, look, there are teachers there here for special needs children and whatever, you know what I mean, with children with learning difficulties, and that's, you know, that's a whole different story altogether. If you've got a normal teacher there, the first thing is to instill into children the loving to learn, the want, the need to learn, not the need, but the want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not necessarily to say to them, oh, well, you know, if you don't learn this now, you're going to be sweeping the streets. That's what we used to be told.
That's what we used to be told that too, yeah. God love the poor people who sweep the streets. I'm sure you're lovely people, but we were always told if you don't learn, you'll be sweeping the streets.
Yeah, but the thing
about it is, somebody has to sweep the streets.
You have to go, you know, with the full knowledge that the children are not looking ahead the way we do. We have that part of our brain developed. So we can say, okay, look, if we don't do this today, this is going to happen me down the road. Kids can't, they don't know that. They haven't developed that part of their brain yet.
No, so they're not mature enough to understand that.
No, it's not even the maturity thing, Noel. It's actually the part of the brain, it doesn't develop until you're around 22, 23.
Well, scientists say 25 is not fully developed, yeah. Anyways, I have to go to a break. Pat, thank you very much indeed. Nigel, thank you very much indeed. And everybody else who tried to get through there, but unfortunately I'm missing a line at the moment, so I'm having a few technical problems. Jeepers, creepers.
I was absolutely brutal at maths.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't help the fact that the maths teacher used to come in half steamed, sit down at his desk, feet up on the table, and hand out the copy of the today's newspaper crosswords to everybody.
Right, that certainly didn't help. I don't know what year that was, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't happen nowadays. I think there should be rules, the same as there is in any job. I think if you come into class half steamed, as you said, you should. That's actually gross misconduct. If I come into this building tomorrow pissed out of my head, right, not that I don't drink anyway, I would imagine it would be gross misconduct and I would probably be fired. Now, maybe they'd think more of me and they would give me a chance. They might give you a chance and they'd say, listen, warning, happens again, you're out the gap. But generally speaking, you can't go on the radio if you're pissed. You know, could you imagine? It'd be great crack all the same. We should do an experiment, Jane, sometime. I go on the air pissed out of my head and just see what happens. Yeah, you kind of can't do that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What another great movie about bad teachers.
Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller. It's a fool's paradise. He is just leading you down the primrose path. I've got it right here in front of me. He has missed 9 days.
Yeah, and 50% of the responsibility, by the way, is the student. Anyway, after break, I've got one of Jane's hampers to give away. We've got a couple of mugs. And we want to know, give us a story or something that happened to you in school. You know, the day something happened to you in school. An interesting story of something you did. I'll give you an example of one of mine. Poor old Mr. Keane. Sorry, Jack, because we did love you. You were a great teacher. But one day we decided, well, we didn't decide. He made the mistake of knocking over a bottle of phosphorus. I think it was a chemistry lesson. I think it was phosphorus, which is when you take it out of the solution, it goes on fire because once it's exposed to air, oxygen, it goes on fire. I should remember from my chemistry days. But anyway, we didn't help matters when he went into a panic. We start using books to put it out and the books caught fire. And then the whole science lab started to catch fire. And then somebody cleverly went outside and decided to close the door with all of us in there. When I look back in hindsight at how dangerous the situation was, but it was funny at the time. We were all laughing. We thought this was a great crack that the science lab was on fire and poor Mr. Keane was in a panic trying to put it out. You know, so we kind of did mad stuff. It was fun days. I'd love to be back in school.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.